Today is Thursday, April 9th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life weekly, and you listen, and today is no different. You know, I don't know what today is because I forgot that I do that on the show. Let me go over to that website, and I just bumped the mic. It is National Erase Self-Negativity Day. It's also National Farm Animals Day, National Siblings Day, National Cinnamon Crescent Day, or Croissant, and National Encourage a Young Writer Day. So there you go. We have a voicemail that we got a month ago, probably, and I don't know why I haven't played it. I just keep forgetting to play it. So I'm going to go ahead and play that now. And that's how we're going to start today's show. So here we go. Let me just turn down that a little bit. And we'll play this voicemail.
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
I know it's been a couple of weeks since you've been back, but I wanted to call and say I'm glad to hear that you're back, even if it is just once a week or a couple times a week or however you're going to do it. Before I got to meet. It's gone. Oh, wait. Right? I can't pause. Okay, it's gone. I just wanted to say...
Yes?
But I'm glad to hear that you're back. And it helps with my daily commute. Hope you are doing well. And all that jazz. All right, that's it. I thought there was something...
Oh, no. We...
that I wanted to say that now I don't remember what it was. So, okay. Till next time.
That's completely all right. I forget what I'm going to say. In fact, I don't know what I'm going to say on this show, to be perfectly honest, because not much has been happening. So I'll go into the health insurance thing that we talked about last week. You know, I went into a lot more detail about that on Geeky Gay and on, or not on Geeky. This is Geeky Gay. I went over that a lot more on The Mix and Throwing Down because I need stories to tell on those shows, and so I didn't tell a lot about it here. But bottom line is, I was trying to figure out my health insurance situation, so I got a thing saying, hey, you've been approved, now what you need to do is you need to go and you need to pay your premium. And so I was going to go pay the premium, and I went to the website, and there was a button to click and all that, and it takes me to this page that looks really weird. The page looked really weird. And well, when I say weird, it was very minimal. There wasn't much design to it. It looked like some afterthought. And it was saying, do you want to set up auto pay? And I thought, well, yeah, I do want to set up auto pay because it's only $20 a month, which is unbelievable, but that's what it is with my tax credit. And so I wanted to set that up, and I went ahead and did it, but it asked for a member number. And the member number is, you know, your number for your insurance. And I didn't know what that was. So I went over to the healthcare website, healthcare.gov, and I looked for any number that could possibly be a member number. And I found a number and I put that in, and it accepted it. And it said, okay, AutoPay is set up. Your first payment will come out on April 26th. And I was worried about that because my coverage was supposed to start on April 1st. There's somebody outside making a lot of noise, but anyway, I don't know if you guys are hearing that or not. So I was worried about that, and so I called. Well, it was a whole thing because, and I think I told you guys this before, I had the same insurance company when I worked for Walmart, and so when I call, they think I'm still on the Walmart plan. So the automated system routed me to the Walmart people, and she's like, well, I don't know, sir, I can't help you. I'm only Walmart policies. And I'm like, can you transfer me to someone who can help me? And she's like, no, sir, I'm sorry, I don't know who to transfer you to. I only work for the Walmart. I mean, she knew nothing. And so I had to call back. So I said, thank you, hung up, and I had to call back. Well, when I called back, I was thinking, well, how am I going to make sure I don't get through to Walmart? Well, it's an automated system. So the only thing I could think of was, well, just don't answer the questions. And so it said, can you give me your date of birth? And I said, no. Well, I don't know if I said no, but I was basically like customer service. And then it said, I don't understand. Please give me your date of birth. And I said, customer service. And did it over and over and over again. Finally, it sent me through to a customer service person. And so I, oh my God, there's so much noise going on outside my door, outside my window. Somebody's mowing the lawn now. And right outside the window. It's bothering me. But regardless, I'm going to keep going. So I made it through to a person and I explained the situation and they're like, I don't know, sir. I'm like, I need to know if my auto pay was set up because I want to make sure that I do have insurance. Like I want to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And I went through the whole story with them of what happened. And I said, I think I might have put in the wrong number, but it was accepted. She knew nothing. So I hung up and called another time. And I don't like talking to people on the phone. So this was one of those, I don't want to have to do this over and over again. But I called another time. I got someone very nice on the phone. I explained the situation. And she said, I totally understand why you're concerned. Let me explain to you our process. And she went through the whole process. She said, you applied on healthcare.gov. And then they have an approval process where they make sure that you're approved for the tax credits that you're getting and all that kind of stuff. She said, then once you're approved there, that's when they send the application to us. She said, we don't get the application until you're approved. She said, so if you were approved today or you were approved yesterday, she said, it can take us a couple of days to get the actual stuff because they don't send us the application until you're approved. She said, so probably what happened is they approved you, but we haven't entered your information into our system yet. And so when you call, we can't look anything up because there's nothing in the system. She said, so just give it. And she said, the billing will let you set something up regardless. And we will be able to check that once we get everything entered into our system. She said, so just give it a week or give it, 5 business days. And we'll have everything entered in the system, call back. And I don't want to call back, but she's like, unfortunately, call back. And we will look and see and make sure the billing is set up and everything. She's like, your coverage will go back to April 1st, if that's what they're telling you. But the payment doesn't come out until the 26th because we only bill once a month. And so anyway, supposedly that is okay. And I'll tell you another thing. I did get a letter from the insurance company saying, welcome to Blue Cross, yada yada. So I'm assuming I've got insurance, but I've got to call them today or tomorrow and make sure that the billing is set up and that that's all going to work. Because if it doesn't charge me correctly, then I won't have insurance because they need to take that first payment out. And I want to make sure that they, get everything that they need to get. So I did that. Another thing I did this week is I had to mow the lawn. And so I mowed the lawn yesterday. And it's at that weird point where it hasn't grown enough for you to see the lines in the lawn. So, for those of you who mow the lawn, you know that the way that you do it is you kind of can tell where you need to go because you'll cut down the grass and then you'll see that the grass is taller in the next row. And that's how you know where to go. And how you don't miss a bunch of grass, basically. Well, it hasn't grown enough for me to see that. And I was going to do kind of a scalping. But my lawnmower is not very good. And and so what I mean is, it's a battery-powered mower. It just doesn't do a very good job of staying on. It will just stop. Because it'll be like, nope, this grass is too thick. And my grass is pretty thick as well. And so I put it on 4 out of 5. And I was going to go back again, but I was too lazy. I couldn't go back. I couldn't make myself go back again. But I mowed the entire lawn yesterday. And, that's good. I've got a weed eat today because I just could not get myself to weed eat. And so I've got to do that today because tomorrow I leave for a trip to Florida. I'm really excited. I'm going to see Daniel. And bless his heart, I love it. I love it that he does this, but I feel bad for him because he planned this whole, yesterday I started getting all of these invites, calendar invites for all of these things that we're going to do. It was every restaurant that we're going to eat at, everything that we're going to do every day is planned to the teeth. To the teeth? It's planned to the nines, or whatever you want to say. And so I just feel bad because it must take Daniel a long time to put together these plans. And honestly, I'm going to see him and Zach. So we could sit on the couch and watch Star Trek, or we could play games. We could do anything. But it's so sweet of him to do all this planning. So we're doing an escape room while I'm there. We're going to go to Epcot for Flower and Garden. I think that's what that is, Flower and Garden. Springtime something. We're going to go to Kennedy Space Center. There are lots of restaurants that we're going to go to as well. We're going to have dinner at his sister Cindy's house. I'm really looking forward to it. Cindy is so nice. All of his family is very nice, but I really get along with Cindy well. So we're going to have dinner with her. We're going to have dinner with the co-pilots. I don't know if it's going to be all of them, but I think Rodan and Darwin and Taylor and Babalu, and then maybe Taffy as well. And that's going to be it. And I worked on a gift for Daniel. And so I'm not going to say what that is because he listens to this. All right. Well, I'm going to end it there. This will probably be the only show this week. And I'll probably have one next week. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.